Hey, Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District Democrat in office since 1997, and one of my great heroes in politics because he always tells the truth. Jim, welcome, and I'm so glad you're here with us. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with the former governor of Massachusetts, now Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Can you give us any insights into what makes Mitt Rome?
Well, I have a cordial relationship with former Governor Romney, now Senator Romney, and we worked respectfully and well together when he was governor. We didn't agree on everything, but we nonetheless had a working relationship. And I've talked to him a couple of times, several times actually, since he became senator. And there are days when I strongly disagree with him, and there are days when I agree with him, and I actually respect him a great deal. I mean, he voted for the impeachment of Donald Trump. He had enough. And he's been a leader in trying to get a bipartisan infrastructure deal, working with President Biden. And so on those things, I give him great credit. And I think he's a man of integrity. Again, I don't agree with him a lot. Our politics are different. But I respect him, and so I have a friendly relationship with him. And again, our politics may be different, but he's a good man.
So, Jim McGovern, let me ask you this: Speaker Pelosi is setting up a select committee to look into the January 6th Capitol siege. All of America saw it. There's no question that it happened. The Republicans wanted nothing to do with this. What questions do you still have about that day?
I think there's a lot of questions. Was there collaboration with anybody here on Capitol Hill? Again, I mean, more about how this was all organized, who put it together, why weren't we able to prevent it? Why was our intelligence so off? I mean, it's not just about the Capitol Police and the police of the District of Columbia. What did the FBI not share? What did they know, or did they miss it? There are lots of things that we need to get straight here and set straight for the historical record. Let me just say this. I'm stunned by Republicans who don't want this commission to move forward, don't want the select committee to move forward. I mean, what happened that day was there was an attack on our democracy. I was the last person off the House floor. I was in the chair presiding when they attacked the Capitol and tried to get into the House chamber. I saw these people close up as they smashed a window to try to get at me in the speaker's lobby. I was there when Ashley Babbitt was shot. I was just turning the corner on my way out. So this was a terrible, terrible breach. They came here to try to stop, the counting of the electoral certification of the Electoral College vote. It came here to try to overturn the will of the American people. That's a big deal. And for people to say, oh, it was nothing. There was one member of Congress from Georgia who said, oh, it was like a typical day of tourism on Capitol Hill. I said to him, I was there. I saw these people up close and personal. And by the way, I saw a picture of you, Congressman from Georgia, hiding and cowering behind Capitol Police because you were afraid for your life at that moment. And now all of a sudden, Donald Trump tells you that, oh, I don't want to talk about that, so do everything you can to kill it. And rather than side with the American people and protecting our democracy, you side with a guy who's probably going to go to jail. So, that's not leadership, but that's cowardice. And I'm really very upset by the fact that there are some of my Republican colleagues who not only choose to downplay this, but to try to rewrite history in a way that is just not accurate.
Speaking of history, there are many people who are concerned that the Democrats will lose the House in 2022. You and I have talked about this before. I sure hope that you guys are working real hard to make sure that doesn't happen. Is there any reason anybody can feel optimistic?
Yeah, I mean, here's what gives me hope, and that is that I think the American people do not want to embrace the kind of extremism that we just experienced for the last 4 years, and I think they're horrified by the, you know, by what happened on January 6th, and they're horrified by the Republican Party turning into the party of conspiracy theorists and the Marjorie Taylor Greens. That's not who moderate Republicans are in our sub in our suburban areas. That's not who the most of the Republicans that I know in Massachusetts. That's not, I think that's not where they find themselves. And yet, increasingly, the Republican Party has been taken over by these, you know, these QAnon types, these conspiracy theory people. And I think sensible voters, no matter what your political party may be, I think they reject that. And so my hope is that that wisdom will prevail in the midterm elections. And so I am hopeful that we can hold on to the House and the Senate and get a lot more done for the American people.
Now, Jim McGovern, we know that the Republicans are trying to do exactly what Donald Trump always said the Democrats were doing. They're trying to steal the election. They're changing the rules. They're doing all of that. I'm asking you, are you as scared about all of that as I am?
Yes, I am. And one of the things that I hope will happen is that citizens all throughout the country will, you know, will kind of remember how we stopped the Republicans from basically overturning the Affordable Care Act. And that was they showed up at every town hall. They showed up at members of Congress's offices, and they, you know, demanded that they not take away their health care. And it worked. And I think we need a similar movement as we approach these midterms, demanding that we strengthen voting rights laws in this country, that we reject these efforts by states to turn back the clock on voting rights and come up with these laws that are going to repress people's ability to vote. And I think we need to figure out a way to get money out of politics and restore, the power to the people. One of the bills we're trying to pursue would also do away with gerrymandering. I mean, the politicians shouldn't pick their voters. The voters should pick their politicians. I mean, all those things, I think Democrats, independents, Republicans all support. And yet Mitch McConnell is working overtime to try to squash any effort at giving people more power. And instead, he's circling the wagons around these racist, repressive voting initiatives in some of these conservative states. And it really is sad. You know, my old friend, the late Congressman John Lewis, I think, would be in tears seeing what's happening and seeing people who should know better, senators and members of Congress, getting up and defending the indefensible. I mean, sounding like they're Strom Thurmond, sounding like it's a throwback to the 50s and 60s. And unfortunately, those old battles are now new battles. And we better be up for the task, because these guys want to take away our democracy. They want to take away the power of the people. And, you know, this is the moment when everybody has to stand up and has to fight back.
To which I would say amen. But let me ask you this. So you've been focused on ending hunger. That's a big thing with you, and pressing for a food summit at the White House. Any progress?
Right. Yeah, I mean, we're making progress. Yeah, we are. I mean, I'm talking to one secretary at a time in the president's cabinet, and getting all positive response. The Rules Committee is doing hearings on a regular basis on the issue. We're doing field hearings. I've been in Philadelphia. I've been in New York. I was with Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton touring some programs here in Washington, D.C. My hope is, I've talked to Speaker Pelosi, so she says she's going to get behind this effort. So my hope is that we can get the Biden White House to sign off on it, certainly by September. And then I want them to spend several months actually going out into the field and having each department come up with what they can contribute to this effort. So it's not just agriculture and SNAP. It's education and labor. There's school feeding. There's a healthcare component to this. So the Department of HHS needs to figure out what the how they can contribute. The bottom line is, we're doing this because we don't have a plan to end hunger in this country. And we have tens of millions of people who are hungry. We have tens of millions of people who are nutrition insecure as well. Our healthcare system doesn't connect that food is medicine. So we want a holistic approach where it's an all of government involvement, and we work with the private sector, faith-based organizations, nonprofits, you name it, but we need to come up with a plan. Hillary Clinton says it takes a village. Jim McGovern says it takes a plan. We need a plan. We don't have a plan to end hunger in this country, and I think that's what this is all about.
Well, Jim McGovern from the Massachusetts beautiful 2nd District, we do thank you for being with us today and for every day that you come on and tell us. I know how busy you are as the chairman of the Rules Committee. Everybody wants a piece of Jim McGovern, and yet you still find time for WAMC, and we very much appreciate it. So thanks, Jim, and you're always welcome here. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. All the best.